brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is already the second day of April 2008, and we're coming in hot. We have Jesse the Mind Ventura, of course, naval veteran, professional wrestling champion, Hollywood movie star, governor of Minnesota, television host, best-selling author, and he's with us for the full hour today. Jesse Ventura, new book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, and we're going to get into the CIA visiting his office the first day he showed up at the Capitol. We're going to get into his wife finding a bug at their home. We're going to talk about his views on the JFK assassination. We're going to talk about will he ever run for president. We'll talk about the Patriot Act, the war, and a lot more in the next 60 minutes. Jesse Ventura, it's an honor to have you on, Governor.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. And hi to everybody in Austin, Texas. You know, I got down there when Pinky was running for governor, and it's a beautiful part of Texas where you're at.
Yes, sir. Well, we're on in Austin, Texas, and San Diego, and Kansas City, a lot of other places, and it's great to have you on with us. We hope you'll come back and visit Kinky and Willie and a lot of others in the near future, sir. There's a lot to talk about in this short segment we've got. What do you think is most important about this book? I don't just say this when I have guests on. I couldn't put this book down. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. You know, I wrote the book. I now live in Mexico for half the year, and I got together with Dick Russell, a friend of mine down there who's a writer, and we put this book together. But I think the main thing that I want to stress and get across to people is that we do need a revolution in this country. And when I say revolution, that doesn't mean it has to be violent. You know, typically people think that, you know, like overthrowing the government of Cuba when Castro and Che Guevara did that with violence. But we can have a revolution without violence, and it's high time for it, Alex, because, I mean, my God, the Democrats and Republicans, we are now $9 trillion in debt. That is the national debt. And if they behave that way in the private sector, they'd be jailed and put in prison, you know, like Enron and WorldCom. And yet our media and all our pundits put them up on pedestals. They call them honorable and the whole thing. And our history books will say how great they are. And they're selling our country out from right under our feet.
And that's why you say, don't start the revolution without me. And I agree, the most successful revolutions really aren't violent. Look at the Renaissance itself was a revolution of ideas and the printing press and free market. I see what we need to develop is something similar to the Renaissance, a rediscovery of liberty and freedom, and what Ron Paul has said, legalizing freedom.
Exactly. You know, Ron Paul was a very interesting candidate in the presidential race that the media really kind of pushed him off and didn't listen to what he had to say. And that's the sad part about it, because I found it very interesting when Bhutto was killed over in Pakistan, and all of the candidates went on with this big litany of what the United States should be doing and this and that and whatever. And it got to Ron Paul, and he said something to me that was the best answer. He simply said, isn't that Pakistan's business?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Ron Paul is still out there on the campaign trail. I mean, he's admitting he's not going to win, but he's there to inject real issues into the debate. That's why I wish you'd run, Jesse Ventura. In fact, I wish you'd run right now so we could at least inject real issues.
Well, you know, it was interesting. I did Larry King last night, and Larry started at the start of the show and asked a question. He said, how many people think Jesse Ventura should run for president? And I was astounded by the end of the show. It just floored me. I thought maybe if I got 50 or 60%, I'd be doing good. It was 85%, Alex. It was just mind-boggling.
Now, there's incredible disenfranchisement with the major two parties, as you know. I mean, look at Congress with, depending on the poll, an 11 to 20% approval rating. Both parties are hated now.
Well, and they should be. As I said, they've put us so far in debt, I can't even fathom what $9 trillion is. Can you?
No, I can't. Jesse the Mind Ventura will be back in about 2 minutes. He's got so many titles that I don't know which one to call him by, but we'll just go with Governor Ventura, Jesse the Mind Ventura, with us for the rest of the hour. This book is titled Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. I think it's a wonderful title, and it's in stores everywhere today. He's just launching his tour yesterday. We're honored to have him. But you could also call it the Adventures of Jesse Ventura, because it is quite a page turner, because you've had quite a full life. Why did you decide to write this particular style of book?
Well, first of all, you know, Alex, I want to explain, you know, I had two New York Times bestsellers before this book, and of course, they gave me huge front money to write that book, and it was interesting. I'll give you a little inside info. This book, we wrote it down in Mexico. We brought the full transcript back, Dick Russell and I. We were turned down by 24 publishers. And I already had two New York Times bestsellers. I found that pretty interesting.
You know, are you breaking that here? Because I did quite a bit of research for this interview, and I hadn't seen that.
Am I what out there?
No, I mean, is this the first time you've told this story?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean,
We got turned down by 24, and finally Skyhorse, which is a small publishing company in New York, picked it up. But the good thing is we're with Norton Distribution, which is a huge distributor, and that's the key is once you get published, then you need to get it to a good distributor, and they're one of the biggest, so it'll be everywhere. But, you know, I wrote this book. I didn't take any big front money because I truly wanted this book out there. I didn't care about the money on this book. I wanted to tell my story. I wanted to tell about the things that happened when I was in office. Because, Alex, I don't know if certainly you read the book, so you know this. MSNBC, in essence, censored me. Because when I came out of office, I was the hottest commodity out there. I was the voice of the independent. The CNN wanted me, MSNBC wanted me, Fox News wanted me. I signed with MSNBC, and then essentially they wouldn't even put me on the air, and my contract stated that I couldn't do any news shows or I couldn't do any cable or satellite. And so I believe I was silenced on purpose.
Well, let's stop right there, Governor Ventura. This is all amazing bombshells that you're dropping on us. First, you've had two super New York Times bestsellers. You've been the dark horse candidate of the people in Minnesota. You spurred Schwarzenegger to run and caused that whole phenomenon, and he's basically admitted it, seeing you have success. He went for it. You have this amazing history, Hollywood star, and you went to 20-plus publishers, and they said no, and you went to a new publisher that just fired up, in 2007, according to what I was reading on their site. I mean, that is a story of censorship alone and their fear of your message. But now we're learning, and yes, you do mention the book, and of course, get into it, but there's so much of the book I'd forgotten about that MSNBC literally muzzled you and used that contract to block you from going anywhere else.
Exactly. They wouldn't put me on the air. And the reason for it was because I was opposed to the Iraq war before it started. If you think back, you remember when Phil Donahue had that short-lived show on MSNBC?
They kicked him off. Yeah.
Well, Phil was the highest rated show they had. Have you ever, Alex, heard of a network pulling its highest rated show?
It's suicide.
Well, you don't do that, and yet they did it. You know, they pulled Phil, and then they wouldn't allow me on, and it was because Phil and I were both questioning the reasons why are we going into Iraq. If you believe 9/11 and what they told us, there wasn't one Iraqi even involved in it. Iraq did nothing to us.
Well, that's right. There are still some neocon followers of what I call fake conservative news shows that still believe Saddam was the one behind the attack when Bush and Cheney admit he had nothing to do with it and actually fought against the Wahhabis based in Saudi Arabia known as Al-Qaeda.
Well, I don't know if you can ever get Dick Cheney to admit that, George Bush, but I know, you know, that they still like to refer back and try to tie the two together all the time somehow.
There are a few clips where they've had to admit it. One time Cheney was on with Russert and had to admit it.
Oh, okay. You know, you probably watch more than I do because I'm living in Mexico now. And, you know, that's another subject that's interesting, Alex. You know, this whole situation with immigration. I mean, I live down with all these brown-skinned people down there. And I don't know about you and where you stand on it, but I don't believe the United States needs to be East Berlin.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, we have a Larry King clip. John, you've got that clip, don't you? Okay, well, we're going to play that coming up in a little while. But last night you said, hey, Lou Dobbs, what are you so afraid of? I live down, you know, in the middle of nowhere in Mexico, and these brown-skinned people are pretty nice.
They're very nice. I'll tell you, I have the time of my life down there. And, Alex, I live an hour from pavement and an hour from electricity.
Tell us about where you live.
Okay, well, but trust me, I do have electricity. My house is completely solar. I'm off the grid, and I live off the sun.
No, but I mean, I want to image your house in your in my mind. What's it look like? Where is it?
It's beautiful. Well, I don't want to get you too close because I like.
Don't worry, I'm not going to come down there. I'm just saying I can picture you in this little jungle bungalow off the beach.
Well, trust me, it's not quite a jungle bungalow. It's three bedrooms, three and a half baths with a casita in the back, a two-and-a-half-car garage, my own swimming pool, and 40 of my own palm trees.
Sounds awesome. And so
it's
you just
great.
So what, you just go out and scuba dive and surf all day?
I scuba dive. I hang with the surfers. We've got a whole group of expatriates down there, surfers, who they work up in the United States for 6 months, and they save their money, and then they go down and live in the arroyos on little campsites and surf all the time, and they're marvelous people.
No, believe me, every day I dream about moving off to some tropical paradise, so you certainly are living a life. What, and so you're just coming back to the U.S., I guess, because you're so sick of seeing it turn into a police state?
Well, I come back every year. I should make mention. I live there 6 months, and then if you've ever been to Minnesota, I wouldn't wish a Minnesota winter on my worst enemy. Yeah, because they're brutal, and after living there my whole life, so I really live as the leaves are. If the leaves are out, I'm in Minnesota. If the leaves are gone, I'm in Mexico.
Well, this network, I'm based in Austin, but the network, Genesis Network, is based in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in a little area called Burnsville. I'm sure you know
sure.
it.
And, you know it well, South
and,
Minneapolis.
And I've been up there. Let me tell you, for a Texas boy, I can't handle it when you breathe and it feels like your teeth are going to fall out.
Oh, it's believe me, you don't even have to be a Texas boy. You're a Minnesota boy, and you get the same reaction.
let's go back to your first day as governor. You've just shocked the whole country, you know, coming from nowhere in the polls to you know, winning handily as the first, you know, major independent governor. I guess there have been one more before you in Minnesota history. You come into office and you tell the story of 20-plus CIA agents in your office.
Well, actually, the accurate part of this is I was the second independent governor. Let's give credit to Governor
yes.
Angus King of Maine.
That's right.
Angus served one term ahead of me and did two terms in Maine. He was on his second term when I was doing my first. He just didn't get all the publicity that I got. But Angus proved invaluable to me because he had been there 4 years already and done that. And whenever we'd go to the National Governors Convention, on the second day out in Washington, all the Republican governors would meet in this building, all the Democratic governors would meet in this other building, and Angus and I would take a walk on Constitution Avenue and sit down on the park bench and have the independent governors meeting. But anyway, the CIA story did not happen on my first day. It was about 3 weeks into it, and I got this request, we'll call it with quotes around it, to the bowels of the Capitol, basically to be interrogated by 23 members of the CIA, of which, you know, of course, they tried to say I was lying about it, but the CIA came out and admitted that it did happen.
In fact, I have NPR did an investigation of it in January of this year. CIA confirms Ventura meeting occurred. Also, the Minneapolis paper also confirmed it. And I have the quotes here. At first, they said, I don't recall any indication that the governor had a meeting with CIA agents. And then they went on to say, you know, we don't meet with state officials. Then they added, now that doesn't mean it didn't happen. And then others implied you were lying, but then they had to admit it. And then it has the quotes by the CIA liaison officers saying, well, yes, we like to meet with state officials, but we don't like to talk about it.
Well, I felt it needed to be talked about because as what happened in this meeting when I went down there, and bear in mind now I'm the governor. And they were very cordial, they were very formal, they treated me with great respect, let me say that.
But they summoned you.
Yes. And, so, you know, being ex-military, you kind of figure when your country summons you, you better go down and talk to them. You know, I didn't realize fully yet the power that I had as governor. It was all very new to me. So I went down into the bowels of the Capitol, and there were like 23 of them in a big half-moon circle around me. And you know what the scary thing, Alex, about it was? They were your neighbors. And what I mean by that is, you saw an elderly woman that looked like the lady down the street that would sweep her walk off in the morning. You saw young people. You saw they were every race, creed, color, age you could imagine. And so, you know, knowing me, I'm a bit arrogant. So I said to them, I said, look, I said, before I answer any of your questions, I said, I have a few questions of my own. And the first one I posed was, why are you here when your charter states you're not to be operational within the United States of America?
And what did they say?
They didn't really give me an answer. you know, hemmed and hawed and talked around it. And then I said, now I want to go around the room and I want you to tell me your name and what you do. Well, I'm the governor. Half of them wouldn't tell me their names. Half of them wouldn't tell me what they did.
That's incredible. They expect you to meet with them, but they won't even tell you their names.
No. And so I looked at them and said, well, you know, being that you're not being very cooperative with me, I'm going to find it a bit difficult to be cooperative with you.
Amazing.
And then it turned out, here's how the story went.
Jesse Ventura. We got a break. We'll be right back after this quick break with Governor Jesse Ventura. He's got a new book out. They're trying to censor it. You need to get it. Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell. Don't start the revolution without me. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, Navy veteran, Hollywood star, best-selling author, the new book, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me, Jesse Ventura. Quick segment, long segment coming up. Plenty of time to talk to the governor. He's been gracious enough to give us a full hour today. Continuing with your CIA story, this is amazing. So you say to him, I want to know what your name is. How did it end? Did you ever even find out why they were there?
Not really. I think it was kind of like a maybe like an interrogation for their students or whatever, or for their agents or whatever. I'm not really sure. But when I did go home that day, it troubled me a great deal. And so I called a friend of mine. I don't know if you've heard of Richard Marcinko.
Oh, yes.
The Rogue Warrior. He's 32 years as a Navy SEAL. He created the controversial SEAL Team 6, the anti-terrorist unit, and Red Cell and all that. And I figured if anybody would know, Dick would. So I called Dick out at Rogue Manor in Virginia, and I told him what had happened that day, and he kind of laughed at the other end. And I said, Dick, do you have any idea why they would do this? And he said, well, you know, I'm out of it now, and I'm out of touch with all that. But he said, I got a pretty good idea. And I said, well, give me yours, because I said, I'm lost as to why this happened. And Dick was right when he said to me, they didn't see you coming. Because the CIA's job is to gather intelligence and then present what they predict is going to happen. And clearly they didn't see me winning in Minnesota. And I think they were very much concerned, is this a trend? Are there going to be more independent governors?
That's
what's
right.
Happening here in the country of the United States, which is also interesting because the CIA is not to be operative within the United States. According to their charter, they're supposed to only be outside the United States.
But now, in the name of anti-terror, they are trying to basically set up offices in major U.S. cities, and that's even come out, though they haven't passed a law in Congress saying they can do it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
No worse than what happens in college frat house hazings all across America. That just makes me think that Rush Limbaugh is still high. Rush Limbaugh was doing a lot of drugs, too. He did a lot of drugs. Rush Limbaugh did so many drugs, Courtney Love would say, you know what? I can't. I got to work tomorrow. But Rush Limbaugh never had to face any of the court stuff that Courtney had to deal with. He never had to worry about any of that. He just got to go back to work. I mean, have drug laws changed a lot recently? Because it wasn't too long ago that they sent Tommy Chong behind bars for selling bongs on the internet. Like, who didn't know Tommy Chong smoked weed? It's on the SAT. People should not be put behind bars for smoking pot. I mean, pot smokers can't commit crime.
Folks,
they can barely get...
That's why we got Margaret Cho on. She's one of the top comedians in the country. She starred in a bunch of movies and stars in major sitcoms for decades. And she just gets bigger and bigger. And she really tells it like it is on so many issues. You know, the new film, America Drug War, coming out next month. It just aired on... Showtime, but we're going to have it on DVD for you that I consulted on with my buddy Kevin Booth. They went into jail and interviewed Tommy when he was in there in California. And he talked about how he smoked pot with Arnie, but Arnie isn't going to get in trouble. How just months before he got busted, he was smoking pot with Arnie. It's all selectively enforced. And Limbaugh could take 100, he went deaf from it. That'd kill like five horses, by the way. 100 Oxycontins a day, it's synthetic heroin. But you're selling bongs to smoke weed that George Washington smoked, you're going to go to jail for a couple of years. And so we are really on, and that and a whole bunch of issues is Margaret Cho. And her website is margaretcho.com. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com. Margaret, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you. I didn't know that Tommy smoked weed with Arnold. That sounds great.
Yeah, well, we actually have the video of that. It's in the film. It's now aired
well,
on...
That is just so insane that he had to go to prison for that. You know, I mean, it's just ludicrous that there are so many laws against marijuana when marijuana is hardly a problem at all. The big problem is, you know, that the country is totally ignoring other problems. I mean, alcohol is far worse than any kind of, like, pot that anybody would smoke, I think.
Well, they can find no deaths from pot, and by the way, I don't smoke it, but they can find over 100,000 a year related to alcohol.
Right, and nicotine is a terrible drug as well, and I think that those substances like alcohol and nicotine need to be regulated far more than anything like marijuana, which I find really helps people. So I don't understand.
Well, it does for hundreds of illnesses, glaucoma, cancer patients, you name it. I'm just getting into the drug war first, and we'll just get into what's important to you right now, what you're really focused on, and where your career is going, some of the new stuff you've done, some of your concert movies. There's so much to talk about in the 20 minutes we've got you. But the larger issue of Limbaugh, I mean, he is such a hypocrite that he can be gobbling close to 1,000 pills a week and committing felonies doing it with narcotics, but that's okay. And he still calls for the cocaine laws where if a black's caught with crack, they get 20 years in prison, but a white lawyer gets probation.
Right. I mean, it's obviously very racist and very hypocritical. And because he's a conservative, he gets away with a lot more than anybody else does because of his politics.
I think more than just being a, quote, conservative, he supports the military-industrial prison complex.
Right. Right. It's a shame. It's really a shame.
You've been really from the first days of this administration when really people weren't criticizing Lord Bush, when he had a 90% approval rating, you were criticizing him. Now everybody's criticizing. We have the 10 steps to fascism, Naomi Wolf. Even conservative pundits are saying Bush is insane. He's talking about being a dictator. Now give us your take on when you started really getting concerned about Bush.
Well, I got concerned right after 9/11 where, the planes hit the World Trade Center and he was in that classroom with all those children and they told him what was going on and he did nothing. For several minutes, he did nothing. As we waited
for him
to do something.
15 minutes.
The country was in danger, and he did nothing. We were attacked for the first time on American soil, and he did nothing. That's when I realized that there was something wrong, very, very wrong.
Now, a lot of the victims' families and others, and Willie Nelson and Charlie Sheen and the former German defense minister and the former Italian president and thousands of architects and engineers have said that, especially Building 7, not hit by a plane, collapsing perfectly, they have questions. And now it turns out that Bush appointed the commission and had Zelikow, his deputy, running it. Do you have any questions about the official story?
Well, I have a lot of questions about the Pentagon. I mean, I don't understand why we have so much footage of the World Trade Center and the buildings falling, the Twin Towers falling, and why there was also this whole thing that happened at the Pentagon, which, in a sense, if you hit the Pentagon, it's far more of a security breach if you're talking about national security. I mean, that is, in a sense, a lot worse. Of course, there's a lot of fatalities, a lot more with the towers, but the Pentagon is sort of glossed over, that we don't see a lot of information about that, and we don't even have a clear picture of the damage or what happened. And to me, that's troubling. Like, why is that so under the rug? Why are we not seeing anything about that? Why is it all focused on the towers? I mean, I understand that the tragedy has sort of the ground zero, that is sort of the ground zero of the tragedy, but there was other parts to it, too. That day was a terrible day, and there was other things that happened. Why are they not focusing on that, and what are they hiding?
You know, it is suspicious that there's that 16-foot hole before it collapses, and they seized all the video camera tapes. I mean, I wonder why they won't release any of those. I mean, they released one from a parking cam that only takes a picture every second or so, and it just shows, it doesn't show a plane. It's very weird.
Right, and the Pentagon is really where so much of our, so much of our government is really housed. There's so much things, well, so many, like, military security, all this, like, top-secret stuff happens there. So, of course, it's going to be monitored from every angle, every second, and yet we have no footage of it. It's very mysterious. And so I've always been curious about that. Like, what's up with the Pentagon? Where and what happened there, and where's the damage, and what occurred, and why was it almost not as bad as what happened in the towers? Why is it not as what happened? It's just very strange to me.
Yeah, you would think if a plane could bring down not just the two buildings, but one down the street that wasn't hit by anything, just magically, boy, you think of a plane at the Pentagon, the whole thing would have just blown up.
Right, and just a little piece of it seemed to sort of like just fall it over, like somebody drove a car into it or something, but it was a whole plane. And then where's the plane? It's so weird. I don't know.
Well what
it's
about...
It's very much about a conspiracy to me, I think.
Very much about a conspiracy. Well, what about the I mean, you're very well informed politically. I've seen that. The PNAC documents where Dick Cheney publicly wrote that we need a big catalyzing event to be able to launch all these wars. And then Bush massed 44,000 U.S. troops in the countries surrounding Afghanistan and had two carriers there. And they sent over 18,000 British troops, and he signed the launch order the day before 9/11 to attack Afghanistan. But then he said he attacked Afghanistan because they were supposedly behind the attacks. Boy, you just don't mass those troops overnight. That was a 4-month buildup, Margaret.
I know, and they were ready for something. They were ready to go. So it was all some kind of a plan. And really, I mean, our country is no stranger to conspiracy anything. I mean, this whole country was built on conspiracy. There's all conspiracy in every major political event, always something going on. And so when this one is uncovered, it's going to be major, and people are going to be very angry. I think people are already angry anyway because the country has fallen apart just because of the Bush administration, and it's really terrible. You know,
well,
that's
right.
That's why people are so excited about coming in, out and voting in this next election and getting so involved, because they can't stand it anymore.
Well, I have to say that both political parties are very corrupt and bad, but I am seeing a lot of attacks on Barack Obama by the establishment, and that is very suspicious.
It is very suspicious, and a lot of the kinds of attacks, the kinds of saying, like, you know, associating him with this Reverend Wright, or saying, trying to make it seem like his point of view is the same as Reverend Wright's point of view, and really, when you look at John McCain's spiritual advisor, as his sort of minister, who's his you know, speeches are very, very extreme as well.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order...
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Going to be in Vancouver, Canada, Las Vegas, Nevada, Westbury, New York, many other places with a beautiful tour. Stand-up, she says, is her favorite thing, but there's books, there's TV shows, VH1 reality shows. Heaven help us, it just goes on and on. MargaretShow.com, it's MargaretCHO.com, links up on InfoWars.com right now. Margaret, about 4 minutes left. I want to get back into 9/11. I mean, how obvious is it, not just the evidence of it being an inside job, but then how they used it and how they took our freedoms and how they said you can't question us and if we're toxic waste dumping, you can't report on it now because that'll help Al-Qaeda. Last week when they found drugs and all the major water supplies, our local paper in Austin said, oh, we're being told not to report on what was in our water because it might help Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just a catch-all for corruption. Any comments on that?
Oh, it is a catch-all. It's just insane, and it's really upsetting, you know, in the way that it's affected travel and how, you know, they just look through your bags or they try to, like, make you put all your liquids in one place. It's, like, ridiculous because they just want this atmosphere of terror to just pervade everything so it'll make us easily controllable.
It's training, taking the shoes off. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it'll make you take your shoes off.
And that's to train you. They know that something that ridiculous is about habitualizing you to the fear.
Just habitualizing you to the fear. That's exactly what it is. And trying to make sure that you'll do what they say under this guise of terrorism, where it's really, I mean, you know, and it's funny because I'm friends with a lot of Arab Americans, I'm in the belly dance community. And so the majority of the people that I know are Arab Americans, and they said after 9/11 they could not believe that Al Qaeda pulled it off, because Al Qaeda, the whole idea of Arabs being organized is totally ludicrous.
Yeah.
They could never have done it, and so that to me is very funny, because like if you look at the history of like fatwas, you know, like the authors, an author in Egypt who had a fatwa against him for something like 40 years, and he went to the same cafe every day at the same time. Every single day for 40 years, and they never killed him. He lived to be in his 90s.
Well, take Egypt
against the whole time.
I mean, take Egypt against Israel. I don't mean to be mean to Arabs, but they're not, you know, militarily. They're brave fighters. They're just something's lacking in organizational skill. And these guys from caves magically did this.
Yes. It's very, I mean, it's really that demonizing some sort of entity that we don't really know about, so it's the government really
or Margaret
this idea.
I'm sorry, you said the government's pushing this idea.
This idea of us trying to fear something that doesn't even really exist.
Well, what about planes with 50, 60 people on each one and guys pull box cutters out and Americans don't fight back? I don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. I don't think that people would be that afraid that not to actually, like, do something, to overpower them, to do something. I don't think that's possible.
I guarantee you, and I'm a pretty big guy, if I walked up to some group of men and pulled out a box cutter, they'd beat the daylights out of me.
Exactly. I don't think that people, faced with the idea that they may crash and die in a plane, I don't think that they would do nothing.
Wow. Margaret Cho, I appreciate you coming on, margaretcho.com. And we really appreciate you spending time with us and sharing your thoughts bravely, because if we don't all speak out, we could have some really serious things come in the future, couldn't we?
We could. We should all speak out.
All right, Margaret Cho, Godspeed. Thank you for spending time with us, and have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there she goes, one of the top comedians in the country, and speaking out about 9/11. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Jam-packed first and second hour if you missed it. The exclusive streams are at InfoWars. You got to go there. We'll be right back in 70 seconds on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. Websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Be sure and check them out daily as we chronicle the criminal activities of the New World Order, which is just simply the big private central banks that own the military-industrial complex and the dominant media, who are on out-of-control power trips. Governor Ventura has agreed to stay 15 minutes graciously into the next hour. And why? I interviewed him about a year and a half ago, and he got into some questions of 9/11, but he said he wanted to research it more. He's now read 16 books on that subject and others while he's had time down at his summer or winter home in Mexico. And he said he'd be happy to get into 9/11. Just, he brought it up, so he's staying with us a little bit longer to have time to get into that. Governor Ventura, you've got the floor. Give us your take on 9/11.
Well, first of all, Alex, let me state this. You know, being ex-military, when the attack initially took place and I was governor, I went on a very focused tunnel vision mode that our country had been attacked and what the hell do we need to do to repel it. So I today kicked myself because at that point in time I had a position of power, and if I would have, you know, not been the way I was, the way all of us were so shocked when it happened, that in that position of power, I could have raised a lot more questions at that time about the things that went down that day, and where today, when I raise those questions, naturally it doesn't quite have the impact that it would have had back then. But to me, it's questions that are not being answered and haven't been answered about 9/11. And, you know, first and foremost, I think, is the fact that, okay, in New York City and Manhattan, two planes struck two buildings. We'll all be in agreement on that, I think. But how is it that a third building fell 5 hours later? You know, what they call World Trade Center Building Number 7. And for people that think, well, it was just a smaller building, it was 51 stories high, which, of course, in Manhattan probably isn't that big of a building. But if you were to move that building to Austin, Texas, or to Minneapolis, Minnesota, it would be a huge building.
It's the biggest.
How could this building just implode into its own footprint 5 hours later? That's my first question. The 9/11 Commission never even brought it up. They didn't devote even one page to that in their big volume of investigation. Number two, how could those buildings fall at the speed of gravity? You know, if you put a stopwatch on them, both of those World Trade Center buildings were on the ground in 10 seconds. How can that be? If you took a billiard ball and dropped it from the height of the World Trade Center in a vacuum, it would hit the ground in 9.3 seconds. And if you took that same billiard ball and dropped it 10 stories at a time and merely stopped it and started it, it would take 30 seconds. If you dropped it every floor of the World Trade Center to the ground, simply stopping and starting it on gravity, it would take over 100 seconds to reach the ground.
Amazing.
And yet they're telling us that, and I could go on now after studying it, the planes hit the building, okay. Jet fuel is 4/5 kerosene, which is not a hot burning fuel. And they want us to believe that it melted these steel structured girders and caused these buildings to pancake, collapse to the ground. I was on the site within 2 weeks after it happened, and I saw none of these pancakes. Wouldn't they all be piled up in a huge mass on the ground? And yet everything was blown into dust.
Aerosolized.
You know, and when you look at it from that aspect, it, none of it makes any sense. If you apply common sense again to it, it does not make any sense. Never before in the annals of history has a fire caused a steel-structured building to fall to the ground.
Governor Ventura,
did.
And as the way, yeah, three of them did. Governor Ventura, stay with us. 70-second break. We're coming right back to you, coming in hot. And as a underwater demolitions expert, I want to get your take on explosives. We'll be right back.
I believe very strongly that if an independent candidate like myself, a rogue, were to get into the president's race legitimately, if the polls believed it looked like he had a chance to win, I believe that that candidate would either be physically assassinated or would be assassinated credibility-wise or in some manner by our government, because I do not believe they would ever allow a true independent or a citizen to become president of the United States. And I would say, and I say this in all seriousness, watch out, Barack Obama.
Absolutely. Incredible revelations from Jesse the Mind Ventura, Governor Ventura. Final segment coming up, sir, but not just the book, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me. Any personal websites or other places you want to give out?
No, not really. Just, again, I look forward to people hopefully waking up in this country and stop being a lemming. Stop being lemmings. And shows like yours, Alex, can help prevent this.
Well, let's talk about how we prevent it, how we stand up to the oligarchy on the other side. Final segment with Governor Jesse Ventura.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorist.